Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, today we begin an occasional series we're calling Radio Bostonians, a look at ordinary people with extraordinary stories. Blanca Alcaraz's path to becoming a Somerville firefighter was a difficult one, beginning life as the child of migrant farm workers. In addition to helping to save lives in the fire department, Alcaraz also helps people with their more spiritual and physical needs.
My name is Blanca Alcaraz. I'm a Somerville firefighter, and I'm the owner of Be in Union Yoga. My family were migrant workers, and I grew up in Mexico and California. We just traveled the entire state of California, even actually up in Washington, following the crops. My sisters and I, we sat down some time ago and realized the longest we ever spent in one school system was 6 months. When I was about 12 years old, when we finally settled into the San Joaquin Valley, there was teachers, Winston Alexander from Oklahoma, so he still calls me Shug. They were educators, and they just got me out of all that mess that I was in. I was a straight-A student, and he was also my coach. He said to me one day, I had just been suspended for another week, and I was on my way home, and he said to me, he says, well, Shug, he says, I just don't get it. You're a good student. And my response was like, órale, say, you can't be saying stuff like that. You know, I have a reputation, you know. And I come to school, and I have people spitting in my face and saying X, Y, and Z, you know, things I can't say. Go back to your country. So my reaction is to fight. And so then I go into the streets, and the same thing is happening in the streets. So I said, you sound like you have all the answers. Why don't you give me, oh, someone's going out. And he said, he looked at the clock, looked at his watch again, and he gave me his keys. He says, sit in my truck. He says, starting this afternoon, you start working for me. And he raised quarter horses. And so literally that afternoon, I started shoveling horse manure. And he and his wife got me off the streets. And they saved me. They really did. Because at the rate that I was going, I mean, I was honestly told that I would not see a day beyond 16. I moved out here to go to graduate school. And then I left PhD with a PhD ABD. And the morning I woke up and no longer was happy. The morning that I really was no longer enjoying what I was doing. I loved teaching, but you know, like any job, any profession, you have your politics and everything, and it just wasn't me. I said, okay, I'm done. People always said, oh, you're never going to use your education anymore, and the fire department, what a waste. And the irony is I use my languages more now than I ever did in graduate school. So obviously the context has changed, but I'm not talking about 19th century French literature anymore. I'm saying, yes, your house is on fire. You need to go. When I came on, there were bets out there that I would only be on the job for a year or two, and then I would go out and write a book about what it's like to be a firefighter. So the guy who was taking the bets, I said, Barney, don't ever, ever bet against me. These guys are phenomenal. They're phenomenal, and as long as you can do the job, they don't care if you're man, woman, undecided, blue, yellow, pink, whatever. They don't care. They don't care as long as you really can do the job. Even when there is conflict between us, that when the bell hits, as we say, when there's a call, all the differences, everything, even gender, everything is put aside. Since Worcester, since 9/11 for us, I know that when I leave the house, I always make sure that I tell my family that I love them. 9/11 is still incredibly hard to talk about. It's tough, even now. Even now, just like right after it, It was suggested. It wasn't even a suggestion. It was more like, you're going to yoga. And I had so many thoughts in my head that I wanted to say that I dare not even say now. If you ask any of the guys here, for instance, at work, now they know better, but yoga, don't you eat that, you know? And so I was completely dismissive of it. And my idea of what yoga was basically, if you think of like Olivia Newton-John circa 1983-84 maybe, you know, leggings and unitard, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but when you see my rugby soccer legs, I thought, Santa Maria, you know, how am I gonna, where am I gonna find that? And and so so that aside, I went very reluctantly, and from day one I fell in love with it. Absolutely fell in love with it and have never looked back.
Go ahead and press your thumb knuckles into your heart center. And I invite you to really feel that sensation of your heart beating. And I never take that for granted anymore. For years I did.
Blanca Alcaraz, Somerville firefighter there. Coming up after a break, putting out financial fires. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.